We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 71 degrees. Several states that began reopening in May are seeing a spike of coronavirus cases. Fox's Phil Keating has more.
In Arizona, one in four COVID-19 tests is coming back positive. In Texas, which set its one-day record of more than 10,000 cases Tuesday, intensive care nurses are voicing concerns that as the situation worsens, there won't be enough frontline workers to cover hospital needs in the country's hotspots. And the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying it's one of the most difficult times we've experienced in public health, and warning that the fall and winter could be the worst yet, as flu season coincides with the coronavirus, and adding runny nose and nausea to the list of COVID-19 symptoms.
There are over 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S. now, with nearly 137,000 deaths. Kansas governor says she will delay the reopening of the state's K-12 schools for nearly a month until after Labor Day.
On Wednesday, the governor announced that she'll be issuing two executive orders. One will push back the start date for schools.
I cannot in good conscience open schools when Kansas has numerous hotspots where cases are at an all-time high and continuing to rapidly rise.
The other will require districts to use precautions such as masks and temperature checks.
Because the Board of Education's health guidelines are not enforced, I will also issue an executive order to make those common sense mitigation strategies that are in the board's plan mandatory, because we have already seen what happens when guidelines are voluntary.
The plan will also impact fall sports. Kelly announced her plans only hours after the State Board of Education approved roughly 1,100 pages of reopening guidelines for local boards of education. Kelly says she will issue the orders on Monday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested five people on suspicion of aggravated robbery and theft at Academy Sports at Outdoors.
At approximately 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, police said officers responded to a disturbance with weapons call at the store in the 2700 block of North Mays Road. Officers contacted a 42-year-old employee who reported five people entering the business and attempting to leave with over $2,000 in merchandise without paying. With the assistance of witnesses, police said they located a suspect vehicle at 13th and Tyler, and a second suspect vehicle was located at 17th and Tyler. Five people were arrested. The stolen merchandise was recovered and returned to the store. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County will be adding a diversity and inclusion officer position.
County Manager Tom Stoll says for some time they've been looking at ways to include diverse ideas and voices both from within and outside their organization. He says it's important for employees to be heard and outline many reasons for such a hire.
It would be used to enhance recruitment, hiring, promotion, and retention of diverse staff with a variety of experiences and backgrounds to make our organization as strong and inclusive as possible.
The position will also help review county policies and procedures. There's no timetable for when someone will be hired, but the county manager said they will be looking for an exceptional person to fill that role. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A U.S. judge has halted the execution of a federal death row inmate whose lawyers argue suffers from dementia. Wesley Ira Perkey was scheduled to be second inmates executed by the government after a nearly 20-year hiatus ended this week, but a judge in Washington, D.C. imposed two injunctions Wednesday.
The Justice Department is appealing in both cases. Perkey's lawyers say he can no longer grasp why he's slated to die. Perkey of Lansing, Kansas, was convicted in the 1998 killing of a girl in Kansas City, Missouri, and was scheduled for execution at the penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana. Another man, Daniel Lewis Lee, was put to death there Tuesday. President Trump has a new campaign manager.
Brett Parscale is out while veteran GOP operative Bill Stepien is in as President Trump's new campaign manager. The move comes as polls from Fox, NBC, Quinnipiac, and others show the president trailing behind Democratic rival Joe Biden. It also comes after a Washington Post report portrayed Parscale as self-promoting and aloof. The president posted the news on Facebook saying Parscale will continue to play a role in the campaign, working on digital strategies. As for Stepien, he served as national field director for the Trump campaign in 2016. In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
This morning out there in traffic, the conditions looking good at the moment. The gasoline prices, I've seen some stations up above $2 a gallon just a little ways. The average does seem to be just right at $1.98 or $1.99 a gallon. So that's what we're seeing for the most part in Wichita out there this morning. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of thunderstorms once again was moving our way from the west, and that will bring in a few thunderstorms across southern parts of Kansas through about mid to late morning. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s by noontime, close to 90 today if we see a break in the clouds. The overnight low 74, 99 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 6:12 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Thursday morning, July 16th, 2020. Rain and cooler temperatures across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 91 degrees, normal high 93. We thought it was going to be about in the upper 80s, but it did get up to 91. The record for the date yesterday, by the way, 110 degrees. That was set back in 1936, had a heat wave back in 36. On this date in 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. That's right, the beginning of Apollo 11 on this date in 1969. Well, if you've decided to have an alcoholic drink, limiting yourself to one a day is best, whether you're a man or a woman, that's the new advice experts are recommending for the updated U.S. dietary guidelines. Currently, the guidelines say men should limit themselves to 2 drinks a day and that women should limit themselves to 1. U.S. health officials are not required to adopt the committee's recommendations, but consider them in updating the dietary guidelines every 5 years. So The 2020 update is expected to be released by the end of the year. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Dave Phillips is with us.
Dave's with us.
Dave Phillips. Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, but I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're celebrating 50 years of the great one, but I'm a newcomer to the party. I've only been listening to you since 1983. I'm not even in the 40-year Mac fan club.
You know, and if somebody missed yesterday, we were talking about yesterday was the anniversary of my start in radio in 1970, so 50 years. And I kind of wondered where you were, Phillips, but I figured, you know, you're an important guy. What's the name of that big company of yours?
Well, Thrive Restaurant Group, and
Carlos and Kelly's.
I couldn't call yesterday because we were in the air. I'm waking up this morning in Pikeville, Kentucky, in a hotel one block from the Hatfield and McCoy dueling museum or whatever it is.
Tell you what, the glamour of it.
You got you know, I hate to show off like this.
Yeah, I know. You get to go to all these glamorous places.
I wish I would have been able to call yesterday, but I wanted to call today because although, you know, it's fun to listen to you, and for the most part, you know, we wake up because it gets our day off to a great start. In a time like this with COVID, it is just so critical for us to have a warm, friendly, reassuring, familiar voice that we can trust every morning to get our day going, because it's hard right now.
Dave, I would never interrupt you while you're praising me, but just to say this one thing, you know, I've experienced the same thing all our listeners have. This is a depressing deal. I mean, it just weighs on you because there's no answer, and it just goes on and on and on. And you're right. If any of us, even in what you're doing too, you know, if you can get somebody to smile during the day or something like that behind the mask, well, I think that's a great thing to accomplish if we can do it. And I thank you for those words. By the way, I've always admired you. Since your days at WREN in Topeka, I've always thought the world of you, Dave. You're a terrific guy, great talent, and a good friend to Ted and me and all of us here. So
thank you. When you talked about, you know, making people laugh or smile, though, even when you talk about the most critical things, you always bring it back around, you know, to we're going to get through this. You make one of your awful corny jokes that makes all of us chuckle when we're driving to work. We need you right now, Steve. We need you.
Do people don't laugh at my jokes in the cars? You know, it's a great thing.
Sure, as far as you know, we do.
There's a magic of radio because, Dave, you and I are, what, 1,500, 2,000 miles apart, and we're talking.
Yes.
And we haven't talked for several months. And it's just like, you know, we've known, you know, oh, here we are again. I was like yesterday. I mean, there's so much that we – and you spent so much time in radio. You know about communicating with people in this little world we have created that we invite everybody to come in. And it's a fascinating business. I think if young people are not too excited about getting into this business like we used to be, but it's fun to do, isn't it? I know you had a great fun WREN.
I did, but let's face it, if I were starting my career today, I'd be a social media influencer, not on the radio.
Okay. That's
or the YouTube, right? Isn't that what the kids are doing now?
Oh, that YouTuber or whatever the thing is. Yeah. Hey, listen, did you ever give back what you stole from Governor Landon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't remember
what all we'll say about that.
I can't remember what it was, but I know you stole something from the late Governor Landon.
Next, at our next luncheon, I'll remind you.
Okay. Hey, Dave, be safe down there. And if you get into with the Hatfields and McCoys, it's just like being around Democrats and Republicans. You never know what's going to happen next, man. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Dave, thanks for calling in, bud.
Oh, congratulations, Mac.
Okay. Have a good one. Dave Phillips, who now is a restaurant magnate. Carlos O'Kelly's primarily, but what a great guy. And he was terrific on the radio, and he's always fun.
Right. It's always great to hear from Dave.
Phillips, you take him out to lunch. If you know him, you take him out to lunch or something, and there's going to be like three or four stories that he's going to tell that are incredible and fun, and he gets you laughing. He's one of those guys who makes me laugh a lot, and I appreciate him. Dave Phillips, he's a day late, but...
6:18. Well, he was busy.
He was busy. 6:18, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports now with Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning, Jad.
That's right. And we'll start off with the Kansas City Royals. Season beginning is starting to come together. Left-hander Danny Duffy is going to start for the Kansas City Royals when they open the season against the Cleveland Indians in Cleveland next week. The 31-year-old Duffy will make his third start on opening day. This one different than some of the others, admittedly.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
The game July 24th will begin a season shortened to 60 games because, of course, of the coronavirus pandemic. It's going to last through August and September. In 2020's summer training this year, the Royals have dealt with four positive COVID-19 tests, including both of their catchers on the 40-man roster. But the good news on Tuesday night, Salvador Perez has rejoined the team after an isolation period. So, got a little, here's Salvi.
As soon as I opened the door to get in the clubhouse, I think that's my favorite moment, you know. And after that, see all these guys be back on the field, you know, it's thank God. So, the good thing I'm healthy, I'm good, and a Nimi's back.
We talk about you wearing a mask. Did he probably wears the same mask the other catchers? They just passed the mask around with the virus in it. Here, wear this.
I don't think that's how that works.
Okay.
I imagine they have their
different
own
kind
mask.
Of mask. Yeah,
they've got their own mask, sure. So, good news there for the Kansas City Royals. Fans roared from the grandstands during Wednesday night's NASCAR All-Star Race in Bristol, Tennessee. It was the largest event with spectators in the United States since the pandemic shut sports down back in March.
He cut it down by a tenth, but not enough.
3,000, boys.
Chase Elliott gets his first
super proud of you guys.
First All-Star win in his fifth start and becomes the 25th different driver to win NASCAR's All-Star race.
You know, over the weekend, Shelley and I watched the movie Ford versus Ferrari. Have you seen that, Jed?
I have not seen it, but I know the story well.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah. I've been meaning to. I know the story pretty well because they outlined it really well on the BBC television show Top Gear,
right?
Which I'm a big fan of, and I saw them do Ford versus Ferrari, so I do need to go back and watch the movie
pretty
version.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
Really is some interesting stuff there. That's right. Let's see. We've got the NFL franchise tag deadline come and gone for long-term contracts in the NFL. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The Tennessee Titans managing to work out a deal with running back Derrick Henry at the 0 hour Wednesday before the NFL's franchise tag and tender deadline. Last year's leading rusher in the league agreeing to a four-year extension valued at $50 million. This has the Kansas City Chiefs made their deal with defensive lineman Chris Jones official, a four-year contract worth $85 million, while the Cleveland Browns officially locked down defensive end Myles Garrett on a five-year extension worth $125 million. A total of 12 players will now play under the franchise tag this upcoming season in the NFL, most notably Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And the scheduled arrival on campus of the University of Kansas basketball players for summer workouts has been delayed.
It was gonna
happen on July 20th. They've delayed that until August 2nd. That's not an NCAA thing. That's a KU thing. Speaking yesterday with the Kansas City Star, KU coach Bill Self said it was a spike in cases in Douglas County that really triggered the fact that they were going to decide that they were going to, that the chances of exposing the players was going to be much less with the players at home rather than there on campus. So August 2nd is when they're going to be joining. Up until the start of school on August 24th, the NCAA rules allow college basketball coaches and trainers to begin working with their players for about 8 hours a week. So really isn't that much time anyway that they'll be missing. KU's football team stopped voluntary football workouts on July 3rd because of COVID-19. And other schools have had similar stoppages there. Coach Self says the team has had team meetings via Zoom and they've all been working out at home. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Outdoor fun this summer? Play it safe. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.